Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Mitzvah Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis on the bottom line. Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Mechali Be'elu. If somebody sells to somebody else, I have a handful of money, and sell me this item for this handful of money, Kana, the Kenyan is a valid Kenyan. It's not considered a situation that you're buying with money, which, as we have learned and will continue learning, Kesef cannot affect the Kenyan, as we discussed, and we'll explain soon again why. But on the other hand, so it's a Kenyan Chalipin, but on the other hand, V'yesh lo elav anah. As we will, Mitzvah Shem, learn later in our Perek, the Torah discusses the concept of anah. Anah means if a product was sold for overcharged or undercharged. Here, there will be anah if the price isn't right, is not the correct price. Says the Gemara, Kana, we have a valid Kenyan here. Afgav d'loy moshach, there was no Mashicha, the Kivan, d'loy kapid, since he just was willing to accept a handful of money without identifying how much money there is there. Kana, it's considered a valid Kenyan, the Kichilipin Dami. It's not considered a Kenyan Kesef. You can't have a Kenyan Kesef if you don't know how much money you have. On the other hand, V'yesh lo alav anah, the din of anah applies, the Mechali Be'elu Kamer. Since they used the word Mechira, since they used the word Be'elu, he meant to be specific about the money, and therefore the price is important, and if it's the wrong price, we have an issue of anah. So many Rishonim seem to learn from this Gemara that because as the Gemara says, he used the word Mechar, he used the word Be'elu, that's why we have anah, which seems to indicate that in a normal circumstances of Chalipin, we wouldn't have a din of anah. It's very bechiddish. Why should there not be anah when you're buying something with Chalipin? Why is it different than any other Kenyan? And that's why the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. When you're selling something with Chalipin, just like in any other Kenyan, as we will learn further in our Perek, certainly the dinim of anah apply. Here we're referring to a situation where the person didn't sold it shava b'shava. Shava b'shava means that we had a barter. And when you say, I have a barter, meaning I'm going to give you my horse and you'll give me your cow, there the dinim of anah don't apply. That's the way most Rishonim explain this Gemara. Moreover, most Rishonim seem to say that a situation of a barter where we think that we're getting an equal trade doesn't mean it has to be equal. As long as we're both satisfied, that is a satisfactory situation of shava b'shava. Rav Abba bar Abba Amarav, Machlu b'Elu, the case that we began our shiur with today, Kana, again we have a Kenyan, Venelov, anah. There is no din of anah here, again, because it seems to be a situation of shava b'shava. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious, Domin, where we use coins, Ven, Nakbrelayim, and I'm not counting, nobody's counting how many coins are being used, we just have a handful of coins. Domin, Ven, Nakbrelayim, Hokarminin, the Kanika Chalipin Dami. We just started our shiur that is a valid Kenyan Chalipin. However, what will be the halacha Chalipin u'makbir alayim? We're using coin, we're using something to affect the Chalipin, but the people are questioning and being sticklers about the value of the item that is being used for Chalipin. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the whole pshat of Chalipin is, the Gemara's question is this considered a situation of Chalipin or not? And as Rashi goes on to say, because if it's not a valid case of Chalipin, Mashicha will be required. The Chazon Esh has a beautiful way of explaining the Gemara. And it really speaks, I believe, to the heart of the issue of Chalipin. If we think about Chalipin, it's a hard Kenyan to understand. Mashicha, we could understand, you're actually taking possession of the item you're buying. kesef, if it's valid, we could understand. You're paying. What else could you ask for? But what does chalipa mean? We're going to discuss it more in the shiur. Because we pick up an item, that makes a kinyan. How does chalipim work? So the Chaznish says, what chalipim shows is gemiras das. In other words, what is the reason that the Torah requires it to be a kinyan? The reason the Torah requires a kinyan is because a kinyan represents a gemiras das. It shows that we're serious about this transaction. A chalipim represents that gemiras das. But in a situation where I'm starting to question how much is the pen, how much is the yarmulke that we're using for chalipin worth, that shows you're not really serious about this deal. Because if you're really serious about this deal, what do you care how much the pen is worth? What do you care about the yarmulke? That has nothing to do with the deal. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Domin. Chalipin makbrilay mai. What will be the halacha? Amar avad bar hava. Toshma. The Brisa says, Haresha yotayvus parosoi, I'm holding on to my cow. Voimid. And I'm standing in the market with my cow. Oba chaveroi, and somebody approaches me, and Vomalai asks me, Parascha lama, why do you have your cow here? So I say, because the chamar nitzarach. I need a donkey. I don't have the ability to buy a donkey. I want to give away my cow, sell my cow to get a donkey. So he says to me, Yesh li chamar, shani noisnach. So he says to me, I'm giving give you my donkey. I'm ready to sell you my donkey. Parascha b'kama, how much is your cow worth? Kach v'kach. Chamarach b'kama, how much is the donkey worth? B'kach v'kach. So Moshe, and they make a deal to barter. He'll take my cow, I'll take his donkey. Now, Moshe b'al chamar sapara, where we have a situation where the b'al chamar does a mashiach on the cow, so now he's clearly the owner of the cow. However, the Balapora never did Meshicha on the Chamor at Shemesa Chamor until the Chamor died. So we have a very fundamental question. Who is the owner of the Chamor? And therefore will he suffer the loss of the death of the Chamor? Is the Balapora the owner? Or the Bala Chamor? Or the Bala, is the original owner still the owner? And he's going to suffer the loss? Was the new owner the owner? Says the Gemara, Lekana Bal Chamar Sapara. The owner of the donkey is not yet the owner. Lekana Bal Chamar Sapara. Why? Because Shmamina, Chalipin Umakbrelim, since it wasn't a regular case of Chalipin, they were being careful, as the Bryce described, to understand and identify exactly how much these animals are worth, is the Alocha. Lekana. Ask the Gemara. So here we see that a chalipin, where we're careful, is not a chalipin. Amar Rava. Asks Rava. Ata chalipin b'shiftani askinim? Just because somebody is using a kinyan chalipin to affect a kinyan, is that done by fools? The lekapti? That people don't care? If I'm going to buy something from you, and I buy it from with a kinyan chalipin, does that mean I don't care how much it cost? Of course, whenever you buy something or sell something, the price is crucial. El kol chalipin mikbid kapti v'kana. Every situation of chalipin, the price is important. So what's the question here? V'achem ma'iskinen, what is the issue in the brisa that calls the entire deal into question? Dam lechamar b'par v'tla. We make a deal. I'm going to give you my donkey. In exchange, you're going to give me your cow and your sheep. And you do Mashiach on the Chamor, and I do Mashiach on the Parah. However, I'm not only getting a Parah, I'm also getting a Teleh. The Dalai Mashiach is a Teleh. I only did Mashiach on the Chamor, on the Parah, but I didn't do Mashiach on the Teleh. So the question is that considered a valid Mashiach? Do I have a Mashiach Amalia? Because I'm getting a par and teleh, and I only did Mashiach on the par and not in teleh, so it's an inadequate Mashiach. Because as the Nesivus explains, for Mashiach to be considered proper, I have to do Mashiach on everything I'm receiving, even though the Nesivus explains, I could choose to waive that right, I could also say that I want to exercise that right, and I don't have a Mashiach until I do Mashiach on everything. Says the Gemara. Olamar, we go back to the beginning of the Shir. We began the Shir where somebody approached somebody else. Mochli be'elu, where I have a handful of coins, not identified how many coins there are in my hand. Daloch is, Kona, a Kenya Chalipin we have here, V'yeshvei Elovanoa. Just as we explained at the beginning of this year, this kinyan will be subject to the rules of Einoah. Ask the Gemara, Lema Savalei, Rav Huna Matbei Nasa Chalipin. We have been discussing in the last number of shurim that we, Baruch Hashem, have been learning, if Matbei Nasa Chalipin, can coins be the vehicle through which a Chalipin can be performed? Ask the Gemara, and we, actually, the Gemara has been seeming to go in the direction that they can't be. So ask the Gemara. The first Gemara we learned today clearly indicates that you can't have chalipin with coins. Because if you can't have chalipin with coins, then the Gemara doesn't begin. Lema asked the Gemara, shouldn't this din be a proof that Tzavar Rav Huna Matei Nasa chalipin? So the Gemara, no. Lord, Rav Huna and Tzavar like Rav Yoichan. Rav Huna holds like Rav Yoichan. Domar, Rav Yoichan's opinion is Dvat Torah Maris Kainis. Mid the Raisa, Kesef is a valid kinyan. Umneima omru shishicha koina. So if Kesef is a valid kinyan, why did Chazal say you have to have Mashicha? Gzeir Hashem yarmel on nisva chaticha ba'aliyah. As we kept on learning, let's say I buy from you chitim. And if the din were to be that as soon as I give you the money, those chitim become mine, and we'll talk about this later in the shir more, and Chas Hashem, a fire breaks out in your warehouse, you won't have any need to go save those wheat. You'll say, it's not my wheat, it's the customer's wheat. But if I didn't do Mashicha, so now you're going to take the loss. And because of that, you'll go save those chitim. But that's only a takana d'rabbanan. Midoraisa, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that Mars money should affect the kinyan. D'vatar Mars kainas. Omneima omu Mashicha kaina, gzer Hashem yoyim loim nusufa chitecha baliyah. So therefore, Kesef is not effective. When is Kesef not effective, says the Gemara? Which means, what is the regular way, the normal way Kesef is used to affect the Kenyan? Where I come and I pay you for an item. And Rabbanan said, because of the reason that the Gemara just said, that that should not be a valid Kenyan. However, if I come to you with a handful of money, and nobody knows how much money I have in my hand, that's an abnormal situation. That's a misad la shchicha. And therefore, even though normally kesef should not be a kinyan, here we could go back to the regular din, the rice of the mos kindness. A misad la shchicha la goza barabonim. Omer mahuna bereder of Nachman Ravashi, atin hochemus nisnilo. This is your version of this exchange. And non hochemus nisnilo. The way we learn it is explicitly. The kain omer of huna, e mateyad nasa chalipin. You can't make chalipin with coins, and the reason, the case that we began our share with, if we are using coins and it's effective, is because it's an unusual situation, and by unusual situation Chazal did not make a gzeira, and therefore we fall back to the din Torah, the Mars coins. Ask the Gemara again, continuing to understand how chalipin works. The Makoinim. So when we have a chalipin, we have a buyer and we have a seller. As we keep on saying, we pick up a pen, we pick up a yarmulke. Whose yarmulke? Whose pen? So Rav says, the koil of shekoinah. The buyer's item should be used to affect the chalipin. The nichlei lekoinah, the koinah is satisfied, the buyer is satisfied, the lav makna koinah, keich the ligma v'liknilei. So as the Sheet of Mekubetzis explains the Gemara, and it goes very much in line with what we learned earlier in this year. What does the Chalipin prove? The Chalipin proves that this is a deal, that's a deal that we're happy with. How does the Chalipin show it? So says Rav as follows, I'm buying something from you. And you know what the proof is that I'm satisfied with this deal? And that satisfaction shows that this Gemir is das? That besides the terms of the deal, I'm willing to take out my pen, my yarmulke, whatever, and add it and let you have it. Because theoretically, even though it's very unusual that that should be the case, according to Rav, the seller is allowed to keep my yarmulke. He's allowed to keep my pen. And by me saying, keep it, it's fine, it shows that I'm satisfied. And that's the whole purpose, as I'm explaining, of what we want the chalipin to show. And that's why Rav says, it's the kalim of the koina that has to be used for the chalipin. The Levi Omer, the Levi says, the kalim of Shemakna. We use the kalim of Shemakna, Kabina Lameim Lekamon, and Levi's reasoning will be explained in a moment. And here we have a very fundamental machloikas Rishonim in understanding Levi's opinion. And it impacts the entire Gemara. Some Rishonim say the Levi, in contrast to Rav, Rav says the buyer's kalim, Levi says the seller's kalim. Other Rishonim say Levi isn't arguing with Rav, Levi agrees. Because Rav said a gewaldige explanation a moment ago, that certainly he could use the kalim of the customer. He's also saying that not only the kalim of the customer is satisfactory, the kalim of the seller can also be used. What is the basis of this machlokes rishonim? The basis of this machlokes rishonim is how do we understand Levi's opinion? Even though, as the Gemara alludes, and we'll explain, and the Gemara will say in a moment, there's explanation to what Levi says, that's just an explanation. But the Ritva says, and that's how the Ritva explains the entire Gemara, that Rav and Levi are arguing over Psukim. How the Torah established Chalipin is done. Rav says seller, buyer. Levi says seller. And there's no questions asked. And therefore, that those Rishonim say, that's the way the Torah says according to Levi. You use the seller's kalim. The other approach of the Rishonim agrees that this is not a dispute of what did the Torah say. The dispute is a lomdish dispute, reasoning, and therefore Levi could possibly agree with Rav. And actually this lomdish, which we're going to use in explaining our Gemara Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, really answers other questions. Tosfos HaRosh says that maybe we should connect. We've been learning for the last couple of days of machloikis. Maybe that machloikis is connected to this machloikis. So the Tosfos HaRosh says it's two separate machloikis. Why? Because this machloikis is a very limited machloikis. This machloikis is, what did the Torah say? Matbei Nasa Chalipin, as the Gemara clearly taught us from when we began the sugya, is a lomdish machloikis. What does a person mean when he does Chalipin? This machloikis is not a lomdish machloikis. It's a technical machloikis. What did the Torah mean? And you can't connect the two machloikis. Ask the Gemara, Omle Rav Huna Mediskar to Lerava. Ask Rav Huna the following question. Ulelevi da Omle Bekelev Shemakna. According to Ulelevi that we use the seller's kalim. So what's happening? I'm selling you a piece of real estate. An expensive piece of real estate. How is that kinyan being affected? By me giving you my pen. So what is essentially happening here? Asked the Gemara. Hokakani ara agav glima. You're taking ownership of the real estate because I'm giving you my metaltalin. Asked the Gemara in Cain. So what do we have this situation here? You're taking ownership of real estate, which is called Nechosim Sheyesh L'Mechrayis. Agav, your ownership of the metaltlin, the pen, which is Nechosim Sheyesh L'Mechrayis. But we learned many times, Anan Apachatanan. The Mishnah says that actually the other way it works. The Nechosim Sheyesh L'Mechrayis, Nikdim Nechosim Sheyesh L'Mechrayis. That how could I take ownership of metaltlin? Kinyan agav means that if I take ownership of the real estate, agav the real estate, I can own the metaltlin. And here we have just the opposite result. Omalei, so he responded to him. He have a Levi hocha. He says, if Levi were here, have a matel apach, for this question, he would have shat pulsa nanura. So I saw machloikas, I don't understand what pulsa nanura means. Some Rishonim explain that Levi would have put you into chayim for this question. Other Rishonim don't accept that pshat, because if you ask a question, doesn't mean that you have to be put into Chayrim. And they explain what Levi would have said in answer, which we're going to learn in a minute. And when Levi says a good answer, a geshmak answer, divrei Torah from great people like Levi, like sparks of fire. Torah's fire, eish. And that's what would have happened here, says the Gemara. Mi savrit, glima maknalei. Are we saying that I'm giving you ownership of the glima or whatever, and agav, ownership of the metatlin, you now also take ownership of the karka, of the real estate, which is patently untrue? This is not what's happening here. We're not referring to a kinyan agav here. We're referring to a different kinyan. We're referring to kinyan chalipin. What is the lumdus of chalipin? Says the Gemara, by hiya no, the komakab mene gomer vaknale. Which means as follows. You are the buyer. I am the seller. For the pleasure, for the benefit that I derive, that you're willing to take my metatlin, that's why I sell you the property. And that's the lumdus of the kinyan chalipin, which is a very hard concept to understand. And the way I'll explain, the way the Rishonim asked the question is as follows. We learned the Gemara Masechta Kedushin. Everybody knows this. This is the alibis of a Kedushin. What happens by Kedushin? The husband has to Mekadosh the wife. The husband gives the ring to the wife. Says the Gemara, I think it's in Daf Zayin, in Masechta Kedushin, that let's say the Chosin is an Amchoshev, and the Kala is the one that gives the Chosin something of value. Then that doesn't mean that the Chosin doesn't have to say Re'et Mekadoshesli. That we're not talking about. But it's the Kala giving the Chosin something. So by here, no. She enjoys the fact that this Chosin, this important person, is willing to take something from her. That's how we have a Kinyan. But what is the Gemara saying there? The Gemara is saying, when you have an Odom Choshev, so the Odom Choshev is a special pleasure that I derive, that an important person is willing to take a gift from me. What does that have to do with this Gemara? How do we explain it here? So again, if we follow the Ritva's approach, this Gemara is not really the basis of Kinyan Chalipin. The basis of Kinyan Chalipin, as we're going to learn in a moment, is a Pasuk. How do we explain the Pasuk? And does Machlokes Rav and Levi had to explain the Pasuk? Rav says Kalev Shekoina, Levi says Kalev Shemakna. However, other Rishonim explain that by Kesef, by Kedushin, the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin says that for Kedushin to be valid, it has to be Shava Pruta. So if you give an important person a gift, the pleasure that he was willing to take a gift from you is worth a Pruta. Here, Chalipin don't have a din of a Pruta. Chalipin have a din that you have to give him something. Anybody who takes a gift from me, it may not be very significant. I enjoy the fact that you're taking my gift. Otherwise, I wouldn't have given you the gift. It may be a very minimal benefit, but it's a benefit, and that's enough to make a chalipin. Says the Gemara Kitanai. This machlokes of Rav and Levi is actually machlokes Tanoim. Because where do we have in the Torah the basis for kinyan chalipin? The pasuk says, "V'zayis lefnim b'Yisrael, ala gula v'atmura, l'kayim kol davar, sholof ishnaloi v'nosin l'reyeyu." This is the pasuk that teaches us the dinyan of chalipin. And we're going to explain the Gemara as Tosfos explains the Gemara. Gula zu mechira. The Torah, according to Tosfos, the Gemara, according to Tosfos, in explaining this pasuk, is talking about three different types of kinyonim. Gula zu mechira. It's the old-fashioned mechira, where I pay for something. Kain loimer, lo yigal. The Torah speaks about redeeming hegdish. I pay for it. Tmura zu chalipin. What type of chalipin? Shava b'shava. As is known in English, as a barter. The Kain Weimer, Lechlefanov Leyama Isai. That we make a barter. I give you my horse, you give me a cow, and again, as I said earlier in our share, they don't have to be actually equal in value. We both have to know what we're getting into and be ready to accept it. Lekayim kol dov shalof ishnaloi v'nosin l'reyehu. This is the Kinyan Chalipin that we'll be speaking about. Now let's just review the episode that the Gemara refers to in Rus. What happened was Ruth came from Eretz Yisrael. Her father-in-law, her husband, her brother-in-law all passed away in Chutz Laaretz, in Moav, and now they came to with their property. Avimelech's property. The halacha is that the closest relative has to redeem the property. The closest relative, the Megillus Rus calls him Pliny Almoini. He didn't want to get involved. The Gemara describes all this. We don't have time for this now. Why he didn't want to. He didn't want to get involved with his family. And Boaz was going to buy the rights from him. How was Boaz going to buy the rights? With a Kinyan Chalipin. Now we have a fun, and what did they use? They used the shoe. Shoal of Ishnali. But now we have a very fundamental question, which is actually what Rav and Levi are discussing. Whose shoe was used? Was Pliny Amoni's shoe the seller's? Or was Boaz the buyer's shoe? Says the Gemara. Me nasan lami. So the Tanakhama says, Boaz nasan lagoyo. The buyer gave it to the seller. Rav's opinion. Rabbi Hudaimer, goyel, the seller, nasan labayis, which is Levi's opinion. The buyer or the seller. And again, this very much fits into the way we've been learning the Gemara. What we're learning here is that it's a machloikis that the Torah establishes that chalipin is valid. It's a machloikis how we know that chalipin are valid. There is a machloikis when we say that chalipin is valid. Is it on what makes it into a kinyan? Some say it's the Raisa. Others say it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Another opinion that I saw, very, very important opinion, is that Chalipin is valid because the Rabbanon say Chalipin is a good kinyan. The Radva says this. And the Radva says that wherever the Rabbanon say something should be a kinyan, then it becomes a kinyan with the Raisa. Because kinyan is based on people accepting that this is a valid way of doing business. In fact, the Dvar of Rom goes a step further. The Dvar of Rom says that if there's a minig hamokim, that this is the way kinyonim are done, that creates a situation that we have a good kinyon. And that's why chalipin has been accepted as a kinyon, and it's a valid kinyon. Tana, now we continue. Kainim b'kli, abishayim b'shavapruta. A keli can be used even though it's not a shavapruta. Ask Tysus, why could a keli be used if it's not shavapruta? The Torah says, v'nosan. And we know wherever the Torah uses the word v'nosan, nesina means shavapruta. So why over here doesn't have to be shavapruta? So Taisus answers, the din of v'nosan that has to be pruta is when you have to give kesef. So less than a shavapruta is not considered money. You don't have to give kesef. You have to give a keli. A keli, there is no limitation that has to be a shavapruta. Says Rav Nachman, Loi Shonal B'Keli. Only a Keli can be used. Ava Peri Loi. Peris don't have the qualification of Naloi and can't be used. Rav Sheshi Tama, Afilu B'Peris. Even Peris can be used for Kinyan Chalipin. My Tam Rav Nachman, Omakro, Naloi. Naloi in, Mibachun Eloi. My Tam Rav Sheshi that you could even use a Peri, Omakro, Lakayim Koldover. Machloikas Achroinim. According to Rav Sheshis, that Peiris could be used, does the Peiri have to have a Shavapruta? Some say, just like the Nal, just like we just explained, that the Keli doesn't have to have a Shavapruta, the Peiri, according to Rav Sheshis, is the same, and doesn't have to have a Shavapruta. Other Achronians say that if you have two strikes, number one, it's a Peiri, and number two, that Peiri is not even worth a Shavapruta, Rav Sheshis would agree it can't be used for Kalipin. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman Aksiv, Nami Aksiv Kaim called Dover, and it's the Gemara, who came called Dover, the nickname of Minnow. The Chalipin is good, but you have to have a Keli, like a Minnow. Rosh Hashanah Miksiv Naloi, which seems to say Keli, nothing else. Omlok Rosh Hashanah, Man Naloi, Dover Amasuyim. It has to be a specific identifiable item. Af called Dover Amasuyim. Lefuke comes to teach us that a Chatzi Rimon, a Chatzi Eggers, a half of fruit, even Rosh Hashanah will agree, is unacceptable. Why will be the din on a half a keli? Everybody agrees you could use a keli. What would be the din on a half a keli? So some Rishonim say, a half a keli is no different than a half a fruit. You have to have a davar mesuyim. If it's broken, it's not a davar mesuyim. Other Rishonim say you can't compare a half a fruit to a half a keli. Why? A half a fruit can't become a whole fruit. If you take an apple and you cut it in half, it's a half an apple. It will remain a half an apple forever. A keli, even if it's broken, it could be repaired. And therefore, by a keli, even if it's broken, it could be used for chalipin. Amar of Sheshet, Breda of Nachman, Kaman Kasvinan Ha'idna, when we write a Shtar Mechira, or Shtar Kinyan, B'mona de Kashal Miktenbei, B'mona, we say Amona Keli, Lefukim and Rav Sheshes, we're writing to extend, to not, to show that we don't agree with Rav Sheshes, Dama Kanim of Paris. You can't use Paris, you have to use a Keli. The Kosher, we use the word Lekosher, Lefukim Mishmul, that comes to teach us that we don't agree with Shmul, Dama Kanim of Meroika. Machlaik is what Meroika means. Some explain that it's a keli that's made out of dung, and therefore since it's mos, you can't use it. Others explain that meroika is like pits, and they have absolutely no value, and they're not considered keli. Actually, Rav Moshe, in a very famous tshuva, uses this gemara to say, the gemara is saying that a meroika, a clean meroika, is not a keli, because it's mias, it has no chshivas. Says Ramosha, we know Ramosha has a question, if you could use a paper cup to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim, to use as a cup to bench, or to make Kiddush, Ramosha wants to compare it to Meroika, that our Gemara establishes that that's not considered a Keli. Lemitni, Lefukim Delevi, Darim B'Keli of Shemakna, says the Gemara, Kamashon Lemitni, V'loy Leknuye. The Pasuk uses the word, the Shtar speaks about the buyer and not the seller. So now, the Mefarshim ask a very important question, which has very serious halachic ramifications. The Gemara is using the word lemikna to teach us that we don't follow Levi's opinion. It's not the seller's keli, it's the buyer's keli. So why is the Gemara saying lefukim de Levi, asked the Mefarshim? Well, the Gemara should have said, it's a raya to Rav. The Gemara doesn't say it's a raya to Rav. The Gemara says it's a riot that we don't follow Levi's opinion. What does the Gemara mean? Explain the Paiskim that the Gemara means to say that the Machloikus of Rav and Levi is a lot more than what we've been discussing. It's not just the Machloikus. Is it the buyer's Kalim or the seller's Kalim? What about somebody else's Kalim? We're doing a Kinyan. We're doing a Kinyan Chalipin. Comes up very often by Chasma. The Rav is doing a Kinyan that Iksuba, by the Tanoim, and he uses the yarmulke, the pen, of one of the Edom. The Edom is not the buyer, the Edom is not the seller. Or even if the Rav uses his own, he's not a buyer or a seller. The Gemara is teaching us, Lefukim de Levi. The Levi insists that you have to use the seller's Keli. Teaches the Gemara, we don't agree with Levi. Anybody's Keli is good. And you don't have to use the buyer or the seller. You can use the Edom's Keli, and that's the halacha. You don't have to use the buyer or the seller, and the third party's Kalim would also be acceptable. Furthermore, the Pais can say that in our shtaris, because now we're learning how important every word of the shtar is, in our shtaris there's only one word that's important, and that one word encompasses all of these halachas, the word v'kanina. If you write into the shtar the word v'kanina, that makes the shtar a kosher shtar. Then the shtar goes on to say bay, a papa melamuti mateya, that we've been discussing, that mateya can't affect chalipin. Whereas vivi temer vashema lemuti esura hanah. Why are esura hanah not acceptable? So many rishonim explain because esura hanah are like the kli meroika, the mos, something that's also bahanah you can't use. I saw Shmuel Rozovsky says another pshat. He says, even though Al Gemara on Amun Aleph said that the keli that's used for chalipin doesn't have to have a shava pruta, but it has to be a keli. But if it's osur hanah, it has absolutely no value. Something with no value is not considered a keli. Ikedami bay amra papa lemuti matbei the kosher amra zvidi tamer vashi lemuti osur hanah avu the again ikedami amra rav lemuti matbeya. That you can't use matbeya. The kosher, we use the word the kosher in the shtar, amra zuvi temer vashi, lemuti asura no, that can't be used. Av marika, according to this version, we don't have a word in the shtar that exclude a marika. Because layitztrich, it's obvious that a keli that's mos cannot be used. Asimen koinas matbeya. So we learned in the Mishnah that if one person has an asimen and the other person has coins, an asimen can be used to make chalipin. My asimen. What is an asimen? Omer Rav, Mos Hanitonis Besimila Beis Amerchatz. Bechlok Rishonim had to learn this. Most Rishonim explain that the person who took care of the bathhouse wanted to keep track of how many people were there, so he should know how much water he needs, how many towels he needs. So every person would give him this asimen. Another pshat that I saw in the Rishonim, Ben Chananel says this pshat, is that every person had coins with his name on it. And you were charged by how often you used the bathhouse. But you didn't pay every time you came. They kept the count. And by knowing you gave this asimen with your name, they were able to keep track of how often you used the bathhouse. They say, ask the Gemara, it says Mishnah, Mesechta Maaseh Sheni, Ein Mechal Maaseh Sheni al asimen. You're not allowed to use an asimen, for lo amos and nitnas besimen lebeis amerchatz. Nor these coins can be used to redeem Maaseh Sheni. Because the Torah uses the words, v'tzarta akesem biyodecha, money, only money can be used, nothing else. So we see that asimen lav amos and nitnas besimen lebeis amerchatz. Because the Mishnah identifies them as two separate things. V'chi teima, and if you'll try to explain that Shannon the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is now referring to two different items. Rather, the way to understand the Mishnah is you're now allowed to use an asimen. And what is that asimen, the thing that's given to the Beis HaMerchatz? Says the one we clearly see a Brisa differently. The Brisa says, Mechal Maaseh Sheni al asimen, an asimen may be used, Divrei Reb Doisa, V'cham Oimrim, Ein Mechalim, you may not use. B'shoven, everybody agrees, Shem Echalim Amos Amnitis B'simen L'Beis HaMerchatz. So it's clear these are two different items. Elo Omer Rav Yochanan, Maya Simen, Pulso. And a simen means a slug. V'az the Rav Yochanan Tamei, Dom Rav Yochanan, Rav Dois, Rav Shmuel, Dom Rav Echad, Rav Dois Adamorin, Rav Shmuel Mayi, the Tanya, V'tzata HaKesel B'yotcha, L'Rabbis Kol Dov HaNitzer B'yad, Divrei Rav Yishmol. Rekiva Omer, the rabbi is called Davishesh Leitzura, and this is something that's a slug that is not minted. The Rishonim explain the opinion that says that you're allowed to use a slug, an asimon, for Maaseh Sheni, and you're not allowed to use the mikveh coin for Maaseh Sheni in the following way. An asimon right now is not minted, but they theoretically can be minted. And therefore, they're considered close enough to a coin. The coin that's ever given to the mikveh attendant will never be turned into currency. And therefore, it cannot be used to be paid the Maaseh Sheni. Kate said, so we explain, Moshe Chimon HaPeris, V'loim Nosnoi Mos, Eni Yochel Achzabai. If once Mashiach is done, that represents that we have a final kinyan. Amar Yochanan. So, this machlokes we've been referring to many times. Rav Yochanan's opinion is Dvatar Mos Kanish. Midaraisa Mos affect the Kinyan. How do we know? Machlokes Rishonim. Some say Rav Yochanan learns it because we see in the Torah that you could be paid the headdish with money. So obviously money affects the Kinyan. Others say because you see you could buy an Eved Ivri with money. And others say Rav Yochanan says Api Svara. It's logical that money should affect the Kinyan. Why did Chazal say the Mashiach is Kaina? Gzeir Hashem Yom Eloi Nisrif Chatech Baliyah. As we explained earlier, we're concerned that if all I do is I pay, and I don't afterwards, and I don't take delivery, and then there's a fire, you won't bother to try to save this. It's not yours. Ask the Gemara, Saif, let's say I paid, and there's a fire in your warehouse. What are we worried about? You're not going to save it? I don't care. The person, man the shub the leka, b'loy shlume. The one that lit the fire is going to have to pay it. So what's the difference? I'm not going to take a loss. The person who made the fire will have to compensate me. So the Gemara, the concern is, gzeir shem tipa the leka, b'oynis. Maybe the fire is going to break out b'oynis. So there's nobody that we could confront for making the fire. So explain it to Gemara. So if I say you, the seller, are still the owner of this property, of this item, you're going to be careful to try to save it. But if I say it's not yours anymore, you won't bother to try to save it. It's not your loss. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish disagrees. He says Mashiach Mefresh is from the Torah. Mashiach is Mefresh is from the Torah. My time the Rish Lakish, I'm a craw. The Pasuk says, V'chisim kru memkala misecha, akana miyad mesecha. Dover hanikna miyad liyad. The Torah says that how is a kinyan affected? By giving something over from one person to the other with a Mashiach. Rav Yochanan Amar, miyad, the Pasuk is teaching us a different din. Lemutik karka de les beinah. Yochanan is teaching us that karka is not subject to the halacha of einah. Says the Kli Yoker, as I said earlier in our shir, we're going to spend time learning the halachas of einah in this parak, so it's worthwhile to repeat this Kli Yoker. He says, why is karka different than anything else? Why is real estate different than anything else? Why when I buy a table from you, it's subject to einah? And why when I buy real estate, is it not subject to einah? This is a beautiful explanation. It's a really an economic principle. He says like this. The principle of economics is that everything changes. And what today is low in price will go up tomorrow in price. So he says, let's say the real estate today, you overcharge me for the real estate. Because according to today's market price, you overcharge me. But you know what? The price of real estate will come back high. And real estate, by definition, will always be here. The karka will always be here. That's why there's no einah. But a table, let's say you overcharge me for this table. So what are we going to say? Yeah, but the price of tables will eventually go up. But a table may not be here anymore. And therefore, by metatlin, the Torah teaches us, they are subject to einah. Karka is not subject to einah. So it says, I need the pasuk to teach us that karka is not subject to einah. The pasuk can't be teaching us the halachas of Meshicha, Rish Lakish, in Kain Licht of Kra, if all the Torah is trying to teach us is that Kark is not subject to an awe, the Torah should have used the word the Chisimka Memka Miyarim Eska, Atainu, Oikana Lomeli. Why does the Torah add those words? Shmami No, to teach us the din of Meshicha. Rav Yochanan, Oikana Mai Evadle. What does he do with those words? The Baalei Chetanya. The Torah teaches us the Chisimka Memka Atainu, English and Anan Lekeach. I would only know that if the customer was overcharged, there's a din of einah. How do we know that if the person who sold was cheated, that he didn't get the right price? How do we know that there's also a din of einah? To teach us that both the buyer and the seller are subject to the halakas of einah. I can learn that from one word. I don't need two psukim. Why would I treat the lekeach different than the meicher? Or rather, why would I treat the meicher different than the lekeach? Says the Gemara further, we learned in the Mishnah, Tanan, kol shakes b'yadoi, whoever's holding the money, yadoi al yoina. And therefore, meicher the matzah hadabei, if I, this customer, gave the seller money, he could retract. Lekeach, I can no longer retract. Says the Gemara, in analyzing Rav Shimon's ruling. Iam b'shlam ma'as kainas, if we're going to say, as Rabbi Yochanan teaches us, that midaraisa, kesef, affects a kinyan, b'shem hachim matzah hadabei. Therefore, you could retract. Lekeach le matzah b'hadabei. Because there's a real kinyan here. Eli amrit ma'as en kainas, so we don't have a kinyan. So we don't have a kinyan, lekeach nami lehadabei, so why can't the buyer back out? Amlach Rish Lakish, aliva to Rav Shimon lekamina. According to Rav Shimon, I have to agree that Mos is kainas midaraisa. Ki kamina, when I, Rish Lakish, say that the kinyan midaraisa is Mashiacha and not kesef, I was referring to the opinion of the Rabbanim. Says the Gemara. So now, according to Rish Lakish, Bishlam Rish Lakish, Hayin de'ikabein Rav Shimon Rabbanan. We could very well understand the machlokes of Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Rav Shimon's opinion is that Mos kainus midaraisa, and Rabbanan's opinion is that Mos are not kainus midaraisa. El Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that Mos are kainus midaraisa, ma'ikabein Rav Shimon Rabbanan. What is the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan all about? Answers the Gemara, ikabinai, the machlokes between them is Rav Chizda's ruling. Don Rav Chizda, and the way the Rishonim explain is like this. Everybody agrees that if there was Mashiach, until the Mashiach was done, the Moichah could back out. The question is, can the Loikeach back out? And that is the Machloikus. According to Rabbanan, either party could back out. According to Rav Shimon, only the Moichah could back out, not the Loikeach.